Très brièvement, Monsieur le ministre René-Emmanuel Sadi du Cameroun, je tiens à vous remercier de la générosité camerounaise face à un si grand nombre de réfugiés centrafricains et maintenant nigériens, et à souligner que quand je parlais du rôle des pays hôtes dans un contexte qui est non seulement humanitaire, mais qui est aussi sécuritaire, je crois que le Cameroun est un exemple absolument privilégié. Votre pays n'est pas seulement un pilier de l'activité humanitaire dans la région, mais il est un pilier de la stabilité de la région et il est une première ligne de défense de nous tous face à ce qui est aujourd'hui l'agression du Boko Haram. Honorable Minister Richard Arrington, first of all, I'd like to underline the importance of having a dedicated minister to lead the engagement of the British government in what it is one of the most complex crises of the modern times. And to say that the UK has been, in relation to UNHCR, the donor with the largest increase in response to this crisis, and with a clear perception of the consequences of the unfortunate decrease in support that has existed in relation to the region in the recent past, which I believe is now being corrected. But this was foreseen by the UK and anticipated by the UK by your own increased support. I'd also like to underline our total agreement with the guidelines that you have mentioned for the World Humanitarian Summit and for the need to have a comprehensive solution to the root causes of all these conflicts. You mentioned in the list of those causes two that are very dear to my heart, employment and education. And I would like to remind a sentence that I heard in New York from a colleague from the Middle East saying that, especially in the Middle East context, idle minds are the devil's workshop. I'd like to thank Deputy Minister Tore Hatrem from Norway. Norway has had not only a very strong humanitarian action, but a very active diplomacy in conflict prevention, conflict resolution, in mediation. And this is something I would like to strongly underline. And to say how much we appreciate the initiatives you have taken in relation to the donor conference for the Syrian refugees, the education initiative, I had the opportunity to be in Oslo for its launch, and recently I could see your minister, Borge Brende, being a champion on the need to change the rules in which international financial organizations operate in order to allow middle-income countries that are large refugee hosting countries and pillars of regional stability, as I mentioned, to benefit from instruments that today are not available to them. Thank you very much.